Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Agriculture Department's Risk Management Agency announced a new crop insurance option for hemp growers in select counties of 21 states in 2020. The pilot insurance program will provide actual production history coverage under 508H multi-peril crop insurance for eligible producers in certain counties in Alabama, California, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. The MPCI coverage is for hemp grown for fiber, grain, or CBD oil for the 2020 crop year. It is in addition to the whole farm revenue protection coverage available to hemp growers announced earlier this year. A recent report from USDA's Economic Research Service, the Household Food Security in the United States in 2018, revealed that the prevalence of food insecurity declined nationwide for the first time to the pre-recession or 2007 level of 11.1%. In other words, over the last few years, more U.S. households are becoming food secure, meaning they have access to enough food for an active and healthy lifestyle. In non-metropolitan or rural areas, the rate of food insecurity has also declined over the past few years and is currently 12.7%, down from 15% in 2016. Despite this progress, work remains to be done, which is why state and county farm bureaus across the nation continue to fight hunger in local communities. The Agriculture Department recently began data collection for the 2019 Organic Survey and the 2019 Census of Horticultural Specialties. Survey codes, which enable producers to respond to surveys online, were mailed December 6th for the Organic Survey and December 16th for the Census of Horticultural Specialties. Each are conducted just once every 5 years to expand on 2017 Census of Agriculture data. Producers are encouraged to respond online via NASA's security website. The online questionnaire is user-friendly, accessible on most electronic devices, and saves producers valuable time by calculating totals and automatically skipping questions not applicable to their operations. The deadline for the 2019 Organic Survey is January 10, 2020. And February 5, 2020, for the 2019 Census of Horticultural Specialties. Results will be available for both in fall of 2020. Many people reflecting on 2019 will remember it as one of the toughest years in recent memory for American agriculture. But there were many bright spots too, according to Dale Moore, AFBF Executive Vice President. This included seeing the Waters of the U.S. rule get rolled backwards and the new Clean Water Rule moving forward. Also, we saw the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement pass the House. We saw the Japanese government come together with the United States and come up with a new agreement that puts us back in the game. Seeing the disaster bill coming forward and the trade mitigation payments. Farm Bureau welcomed that extra assistance to help get farmers through a very tough year. Major news outlets, including USA Today, are reporting that President Donald Trump will sign a Phase 1 China trade deal on January 15th. Details on what the agreement will include have not been released, although analysts anticipate increased Chinese purchases of U.S. agricultural products. 70% of U.S. farmland will likely change hands during the next two decades. With estimates as high as half of American farmers operating without an estate plan, Illinois Farm Bureau and Country Financial are set to provide valuable farm legacy seminars to aid them as plans are made for the next generation. The two organizations will host three farm legacy information meetings in February of 2020. The seminars will provide current and prospective IFB members and Country Financial clients with tools, protection, and ongoing support essential to legacy planning in order to allow them to keep their farm in the family amid today's financial challenges. According to Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert, Illinois farm families face a series of issues, including rising costs in agriculture and surviving financial stress year to year that may pull their focus away from planning for the future of the farm. Giebert says this meeting series will realign that focus in sharing the resources and knowledge they need to have those conversations and preserve their farm legacy. Each meeting will include a keynote presentation by Dr. Ron Hansen, Harlan Agribusiness Professor Emeritus at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln and professional speaker on farm legacy planning. Hansen says it is never too early for farm family members to begin a legacy planning process for their farm. He added that most often farm families make the mistake of waiting until it is too late or after something unexpected happens. That is never the best time to make good, objective decisions. It's important to develop and implement a business succession plan now to continue a family farming legacy for future generations. Hansen has been a recipient of 31 university and national awards throughout his 46-year agribusiness teaching and advising career. Following Dr. Hansen's talk, farm legacy planning support will be explained and offered by country financial specialists and planning support manager Joe Berman. Meetings are set to take place in northern, central, and southern Illinois. The two-hour seminars will begin at 5 p.m. with dinner. The dates and locations include on February 25th, the Hickory Grove Banquet and Conference Center in Rochelle; on February 26th, the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign; and on February 27th, the Cocopelli Golf Club in Marion. Registration for the events is now open to current and prospective Illinois Farm Bureau members and country financial clients. To register, visit www.ilfb.org/farmplanning. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.